there. We're Jason and Tony, and this is In Case You Missed It. If you missed it, there's a new thing called a podicure. This is really bored rich people nonsense, is what this is, this podicure.
What do we got here? What's this?
There's a new trend called podicures, and it's where people are getting matching nail polish with their dogs.
Oh.
Them and their dogs, they're going down to the nail place.
That's sweet, though.
You both sit there. And
lucky boy.
And there's some poor person that has to put the nail polish on the dog. More than that, there's some dog, poor dog, that's got to get nail polish.
I don't know if dogs really like that.
I'm not sure. Mm. I don't think they do. Because they're dogs.
They're doing it
because you're doing it. That's it. They love you so much that they're willing to go through that embarrassment.
Yeah, they catch balls. They want to be pet, sniff butts.
Right,
they don't. They're simple.
Yeah, you got to think that something that's walks up to a random stranger dog and is willing to lick and smell its rear end. Probably thinking, I need to get my nails done.
That's true.
Yeah. So I guess there's all kinds of things you can do with your dog.
So you're saying no to a podicure.
Yes, I'm saying no to a podicure. Right.
What about a puppy cut?
What's a puppy cut?
Puppy cut, like you go and you get your hair cut with your dog.
No, not doing that either.
How about a puppy sage? Where you and your dog go get massage together.
I'm out on that too, man.
What about a puppyoscopy?
What's that?
Where you go to the guide doctor with your dog, and you all get the wrong treatment.
Yeah, we get. All right, this story's cute and nasty. It's about a little girl with an ice cream cone. There is probably not a story that sums up parenting better than this.
All right.
There's a lady. Her name is Sydney. Lives in Georgia. She posted a story on her Facebook page earlier this week about an incident with her 4-year-old daughter.
Right.
Sydney says that her daughter handed her an ice cream cone and offered her a lick. And after Sydney, the mom, licked it, her daughter dropped a big bomb on her.
Ruh-roh.
Apparently, her daughter had taken the ice cream cone into the bathroom. And when it was time to wipe, instead of wiping with the hand that was holding the toilet paper, she wiped with the hand that was holding the ice cream cone.
You gotta love the honesty of a child. So
she wipes with her ice cream cone, comes out, offers her mom a lick, and her mom licks it. And then the little girl says, "It's okay, mommy, it's just pee."
Children.
Oh, that's too good.
Ain't nothing nasty, but I bet mama went ahead and enjoyed the ice cream.
I bet she threw that ice cream cone away. A guy robbed a convenience store, but his mask was a baby t-shirt.
Better mask, bro.
If I was going to be somebody who robbed convenience stores, I'd like to be, look mean and cool, I wouldn't want to do it and, get made fun of.
I want the mask.
I'd want the gang to realize that I'm the alpha dog in the convenience store robbing gang.
Yeah, like Point Break.
Right, yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Right. I'd want to be the Patrick Swayze.
Those were cool robbers right there.
And if you're going to wear a mask, they wore a cool mask, right?
Yeah, they did.
This guy didn't. He robbed a 7-Eleven, and what he used for his mask was a T-shirt that a baby would wear, a little baby T-shirt. He just cut holes. He just cut holes where he could see. And
little onesie.
Yeah, a little
hatch on the back of a little onesie, little face popping out of it.
And all the baby stuff says stuff, too.
Yeah, Grandpa's little fishing buddy.
Yeah.
I saw a onesie the other day. It said, Pa's little fishing buddy.
Could you describe what the man looked like? Well, he said he was Grandpa's little fishing buddy. And now he's going to be Grandpa's little fishing buddy at the bank at the convenience store robbing gang meetings. That's going to be embarrassing. And bless his heart when he goes to jail.
Oh, in the holding cell?
Hey, Grandpa's little fishing buddy.
Come over here.
I let my mind wander a little bit in the car line yesterday and had some random thoughts.
Strange.
When I'm bored, my mind wanders.
Wonders in good places.
I have that ADHD, ACDC, and my mind just goes in several different weird directions.
Yeah, it does. But I don't know. 2.0. You've got that at the end of it.
I was in the car line, and in the car line, my mind started wondering. I had just some weird thoughts. Here they are.
Please, let's have them.
Remember, when dressing, choose wisely, because if you die, those are your ghost clothes forever. Think about that.
Yeah, you don't want ghost yoga pants forever.
No. The D-E-E, really distracts you from the fact that Billy D. Williams is actually named William Williams.
Wow, it is. Billy Williams, yeah.
Think about this. Sausage is made by killing something, then stuffing itself in its own intestines, and that's pretty messed up.
Wait, that's profound.
All right, everybody, think of the most attractive person you know.
Okay, I'm thinking of them.
Even that person at some point has had raging diarrhea.
Oh, Miranda Lambert.
You see?
Shame on you.
You know you're doing okay in life if you can comfortably set your online bills to auto draft. That's how you know you're rich.
He's rich. Right? He's
on auto draft.
Yeah, true.
I guess he's making too much money.
Oh, money bags over.
And the last one, and this one's profound. Never laugh at your partner's choices because you are one of them.
Dang.
Well, that's deep right there. Those are my car line thoughts. You're welcome. Bad jokes aplenty. We were picking and grinning.
I'm picking
and I'm grinning. Well, Tony, I don't know if you saw the memo yesterday.
I don't know. What's it say?
Our boss just banned overly specific nicknames. And the whole office is staring at Rat Snitch Brian the Good Time Ruiner.
Jason, I took out a loan to pay for an exorcism.
Okay.
Yeah, if I don't pay it back, I'm going to get repossessed.
I'm pretty excited, Tony.
Why's that?
Well, I got my friend a refrigerator for his birthday.
Cool.
I can't wait to see his face light up when he opens it.
Well, gotta say this, Jason.
Okay.
To the guy who stole my antidepressants, I hope you're happy.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Tiki-yaki. Tiki-yaki is when you open up a tiki torch, then pour the tiki torch sauce over somebody's steak. Tiki-yaki.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric. It's not even close. That was never written.
Toe-tapping.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He's holding his wife's dentures. He's crying happy tears. It's the first time she's been quiet in over 15 years.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a 3-year-old kid in Boston. His name is Quinn Waters. Quinn recently had surgery to remove a brain tumor.
Young man.
Then he had stem cell transplant and then went through chemo, and that destroyed his immune system.
Poor little guy.
So he's got to stay indoors. He can't go outside right now, but his town, his community is a great one because they're making sure he doesn't get bored. People in the community where he lives, they've been showing up at his house just to entertain him through the front window. So here's what's been happening. Jugglers have shown up, and they just stand out front of the window and juggle for him so he can see it. Musicians have come to play. A huge group of Harley riders came and got out front and did their Harley
show for Quinn.
Yeah. A guy came dressed as Superman, like a real Superman, not just something he got at Walmart and put it on he was Superman.
Wow.
Another guy showed up just to let Quinn throw water balloons at him.
Man, you know, the kid can't get outside. They brought it to him, didn't they?
Quinn's mom is a police officer, so a lot of police cars have been driving by with their sirens on, and there's plenty of great video of it on YouTube if you want to see any of it. Doctors say they hope that he's able to go outside again here real soon.
Yay,
and they'll know if his treatments are working within another month or two. But
what a great town.
What a great town to do that. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yes,
That's what we're supposed to do.
We can learn from that.
That's really cool. To Quinn and everyone in Quinn's community, y'all are
real good.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends and share this around a little bit so it can pump up our numbers and make us feel good about ourselves.
Helps our egos.
It's really all about the ego, guys.
Yep.
Not going to lie. Anyway, thanks for listening to In Case You Missed It.